Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Evil Weasel Wednesday, which is a misnomer. It don't fucking matter. Every day's fucking evil fucking day. It's January. It's Wednesday, January 3rd. 2024, and this is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 39 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 28. I guess that takes care of it. Anyways, we're going to run through the break and we'll be right back. And then we'll go over and listen to the the Ministry of Lies, control of the opposition seems like kind of, I don't know. We'll be right back.
Take your brain, time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All right, let's jump over to the, we don't even know what it is. I mean, this is the takeover of the fucking internet that we are talked about by the, just like NBC, ABC, and CBS were taken over by Fox, CNN, CNBC. This is the same fucking shit. Fucking incorporated fucking goddamn shills driving fucking Lamborghinis and fucking Porsches and fucking living in fucking studio fucking huge apartment building. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, they're fucking shit is what they are. No serious discussion between Biden and Biden administration about limiting military aid to Israel. Why do people think this fucking, this ragged, this fucking guy who can't even find his way off the fucking stage, who can't keep from shitting himself, has any goddamn authority to fucking do anything? If he had an original thought, it would be a lonely son of a bitch, I would believe. Anyway, this is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. INC, no doubt. Despite the mass slaughter Israel is committing in Gaza, no, the genocide. They want to call it any fucking thing but what it is, genocide. It's a mass slaughter too, but when you're killing little babies and you're killing fucking pregnant mothers and you're killing old people, it's genocide, you son of a bitches. Israel is committing in Gaza. There are no serious discussions between the Biden administration about cutting off Israel or placing any conditions on military aid. And that's the New York Times saying that, because we see this is mainstream. That's what tells you. You know what I mean? Everything's coming from Fox. Like all these ones, you don't have the fucking rebels out there anymore because they don't know. They didn't know how to become individual freemen, sovereign nationals, so that they could keep on going. Times reported on Sunday the report detailed President Biden's commitment to support the Israeli campaign, saying he has involved himself more intensely in the conflict than almost any other issue in 3 years in his office. He must have thought about it for 30 seconds. He's dead in the head. President Biden, he ain't no goddamn president. He's the fucking king's fucking CEO for fucking King Chuck. And don't never fucking forget it. They still believe this is the fucking British colony. We're going to have to shoot their fucking asses out of here again. President Biden has had tense conversation. Reminds me of fucking Bush 2 reading fucking Curious George when the Twin Towers were being demolished by fucking goddamn explosives. President Biden has had tense conversations with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and has made meager efforts to get Israel to change its tactics, but refuses to use any leverage to change its tactics. You mean to stop the fucking genocide? Quit talking around the goddamn subject. This shows you for the propagandist you fucking are. Call it what it fucking is. It's like calling the goddamn Bill of Rights the goddamn constitutional rights. That constitution did not create those rights. It does not have a goddamn thing to do with those rights except to obey them, which it doesn't even have that because it was never fucking a fucking constitution to start with, because it was never ratified by representatives of the people. It was ratified by appointees of the aristocracy, plain and fucking simple. No fucking power was delegated to that fucking goddamn phony ass fucking constitution. So shove it up your fucking ass. Change its tactics. Would you commit genocide in a different fashion, or what the fuck are you talking about there, buddy? But refuse to use any leverage the U.S. has over Israel. Leverage the U.S. has over Israel. Fuck you. Israel runs this fucking country, has for a long fucking time, and anybody with half a fucking brain knows it. And they know there's only one way out of this fucking mess, and that's to get rid of that fucking corporation, to get rid of these fucking goddamn monarchs, to get rid of the fucking goddamn communists, the fascists, all the fucking scumbag son of a bitches across this planet that think that they're going to fucking rule, all of them fighting for the Game of Thrones, for the fucking golden throne in this case. At the same time, Israel recognized the U.S. is its main backer and doesn't want to blow off President, fuck you, Biden's suggestions. They tell Biden what to do. He sits there and he fucking sucks their asses. Well, they do for him what they can, I suppose. Altogether, Israel had agreed to some steps the U.S. had asked for, including allowing a limited aid deliveries to Gaza. Well, ain't that so nice of them? Here, you can have a fucking candy bar this week. How dare you, motherfucking genocidal son of a bitches, act like limited deliveries is some kind of fucking positive action to a people that are fucking starving, running in the streets like fucking animals, little children being fucking sniped, their houses being blown down on them, dead pregnant women fucking having their babies after they're fucking dead, which they'll probably kill them too. Which the UN and other agencies say is entirely inadequate for the situation, as hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in the enclave are facing famine-like conditions. What's a famine-like condition? Is that like starving? The Times report said Israeli officials recognize that he is the most important ally they have. I mean, fuck you. This is fucking propaganda bullshit, antiwar.com. You're fucking wanting this to play into another fucking election, to play into another fucking 10 years. Well, there won't be nothing left of this fucking country if we allow another fucking fraudulent fucking election. If we do not remove this motherfucking corporation and undo everything they've done, take back our goddamn wealth, nationalize every fucking thing in this country in the name of the fucking individual free sovereign nationals, we're fucked. You better get that through your head. Ring criticism because he could do something. That motherfucker can't even, he can't sit down on a toilet and shit and understand that he is only the only thing stopping the United Nations from imposing sanctions. No, it's not him. He's told what to fucking say. He can't find his way off a fucking stage. The stupid son of a bitch is brain dead. Besides the unconstitutional military support, the U.S. also provides Israeli. See, unconstitutional. And there, that implies that the Constitution granted the fucking rights, don't you see? That's why they put those two fucking contracts of opposite subject matter together. So, because one has to devour the other if they're of opposite subject matter. It's not constitutional. The Constitution did not give us our rights. We took them at the barrel of a fucking gun. And the people fucking gave themselves the rights. And the people gave themselves the total authority over this fucking country. We are the jurisdictional authority of the United States. There's none no higher. Not this whole phony fucking corporation doesn't hold the power that one fucking individual free sovereign national does. And that's a fucking fact. By fucking definition of the fucking English language. Military support. The U.S. also provides Israel with political cover and vetoed or work to water down several resolutions at the UN security, UN Security Council. I don't know how these fuckers, what they think. They called for a ceasefire in Gaza. Hell no, you're going to kill every fucking one of them, aren't you, you miserable son of a bitches? Jenna fucking side. And we're sitting here wondering, well, hell, we want goddamn children being pedophile, fucking child trafficking by the Mexican drug cartels inside our fucking goddamn borders. Why not? Are you guys getting acclimated to this? Are you getting, well, see, you got to get acclimated more to it, because when they come to your fucking door and do it to your children, they do it to you. You're either going to have to quit polishing that fucking gun and start shooting it, or just fucking, just lay down and take it. Kiss the fucking ring, you fucking cowards. Gaza's health ministry said Tuesday that the death toll in Gaza passed 22,000, so you can figure it's twice that, at least, or three times. On Tuesday, a total that included over 8,000 children, over 57,000 Palestinians have been wounded, and nearly 90% of Gaza's population has been displaced. The Biden administration demonstrated its commitment to supporting the Israeli onslaught on Friday by bypassing Congress for a second time since October 7th to get more arms. How do you bypass Congress if they're the ones that allocate? If they're the ones that, but that was all a lie. That was those Federalists. Those Federalists, they wouldn't lie to us, were they? The anti-Federalists called them on every fucking count, and that's why you have a Bill of Rights. That's checkmate. If you fucking do it. To get more arms to Israel, the latest deal that was pushed through is for 147.5 million and 155 millimeter artillery shells and related equipment. 155 millimeter artillery shells, that's for the tanks, so they can go in and blow up people's fucking houses and kill pregnant women, little babies, whatever they want. It's called genocide. Jenna fucking side. You got that antiwar.com. You claim to be antiwar.com, but you try to play it down, don't you, you motherfuckers? You can't play down genocide. Sorry. Okay. I don't know. This is just fucking more distraction, trying to get you fuck your brain to go somewhere else while it should be fucking glued on that fucking 10 articles and getting your goddamn guts up to fucking enforcing the son of a bitch. Breaking speculation runs wild as court suddenly pulls the plug on release of Epstein list. Like they fucking, like there's any kind of goddamn jurisdiction for you to do anything anyway. This is the goddamn king talking to you, okay? You're a fucking peon, you're a pissant, you're a coolie, you're nothing. Until you stand up with that fucking gun, then you become something. You become something real. I can't promise you you'll fucking live through it. But by God, after you pull that trigger the first time, you will be alive. I mean, you will be free until you are dead. The Jeffrey Epstein list was set to be made public on Tuesday. However, the court has reportedly delayed the full release. The court's announcement about the documents it was made public. Well, the court has no fucking authority. The documents belong to the people of the United States of these Americas, the individual free sovereign nationals. That's who they belong to. The court has no fucking jurisdiction over them because no fucking individual has gone into a common law court and created that jurisdiction. And the goddamn government never had authority to create jurisdiction. Plain and simple. Let's see what else we got. U.S. debt hits a record $34.1 trillion. And it's just numbers in the computer. We know where we're headed. We're not fucking stupid. You guys spend a lot of money on Christmas, man. Did you buy up, fucking run up your credit cards? I don't know. Jesus Christ. This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. The U.S. Treasury has a morbid habit of revealing big round numbers of debt around major calendar milestones, and the new 2024 year was no different because, according to the last Treasury Daily Settlement Statement published after the close of today and reflecting the U.S. Treasury's financial statements of December 29, 2023, total U.S. debt as of the end of the year was, drumroll, over $34 trillion for the first time ever. We can't pay the fucking interest on this. They've wiped out the fucking economy to make sure you can't pay the interest. Come here, you know what? You come fucking repo this fucking place. Because you owe that fucking money to us. I've signed no paper for you to borrow any goddamn money in my name, and I'm an individual free sovereign national. I'm not one of your plebes. I'm not one of your slaves. You know, the slave owners in the back slave days, every four slaves they owned, they had an extra vote. Did you guys know that? And this is the same kind of fucking shit. Fuck you, Chevy. I'll give you one big fucking a pewter fucking coin about the size of a fucking goddamn basketball, and that's it. That I'll put $34 million, more than that. Son of a bitch. Whatever it is, I'll put that on it, hand it to you. We're done. Well, that's the same word. Neither was that fucking money. It was all fucking debt. It's all debt. It's all a fucking Ponzi scheme. Don't you fucking see it? So shove it up your fucking ass. We're all going to work tomorrow and we're going to eat. Since this is a topic we have covered more or less daily for over 15 years existence, we don't need to say much to show a chart of total U.S. debt since Zero Hedge launched in January 2009, when total debt was only 10.6 trillion. That's pocket change. We sure have gone a long way since then. I'm not going to go on with your fucking goddamn project. That's what we should. Why do we care? There's only one issue here. Are we going to get on that same goddamn page and use our jurisdictional authority as American nationals and take this fucking country back, kick that fucking corporation out, hang the fucking traitors, take our fucking wealth back, and be fucking happy. Destroy the motherfucking misery makers. I mean to the last amoeba. World Economic Forum admits their propaganda has failed. We must rebuild trust. Everybody's going to want to read, they're putting up headlines that make you want to read it. But it's bullshit. None of it matters. None of it matters if you take the country back, you fucking own it. Anything they do, they ain't going to do, because a single person can fucking stop them in a common law court, or a single person can stop them with a fucking rifle or a pistol at this point, because they have already told us to shove our fucking Bill of Rights up our ass. Well, that's when they told our fucking forefathers to fucking our true founders to shove their fucking rights up their ass, and they were going to take everything they own. They shot the fuckers. I think that's what we're supposed to be doing here. Shauna Dill, the People's Voice. Have you guys been sending them lots of money now? Make sure they get their fucking Porsches. The World Economic Forum, WEF, has admitted that its propaganda efforts to brainwash the public has failed and have vowed to ramp them up in 2024 in order to rebuild trust with citizens around the globe. How could you? Once they know you're a liar, you think that you're going to tell a different fucking lie? I mean, this is bullshit. Like I said, this is a distraction. This is a distraction from what we should be fucking doing, people. There's no other way to say it. We're fucking up. We should already took these fuckers out a long generations ago. My generation shouldn't have to grow up into this fucking shit right in the middle of the fucking goddamn, the closing fucking goddamn revealing and fucking takeover and the attempt to enslave. We could have cut, I mean, back in 1933 when they took the gold, they should have wiped them fucking out. Back in Lincoln, when Lincoln declared martial law, that was a violation of the people's law, which is the highest law above fucking stinking Lincoln. And he should have been fucking taken and put up against a fucking wall and shot for fucking treason. He did not have the authority to issue a fucking order for fucking martial law. Did not. But that martial law still holds in effect, don't it? Why? Because we fucking don't stop it. The World Economic Forum has realized an outline of just what is on the agenda as its upcoming closed-door 54th annual meeting later in January. It says it will provide a crucial space to focus on fundamental principles driving trust, including transparency, consistency, and accountability. These are the same fuckers we've been listening to. I mean, that's what we're supposed to say. We're supposed to sit here and have a conversation about this. These are the same fuckers. This is Klaus Schwab and the little fucking prick that hangs with him. This is them. Transparency, consistency, accountability. You told us that you aim to enslave us, that we'll have nothing. You aim to be gods on this earth. You've already told us that. See, this is what we're supposed to be discussing instead of discussing the fucking solution. We take this goddamn country back. We take it back with our Bill of Rights. We're within the fucking law. The highest, absolute, unalienable, ratified by the people, law of December 15, 1791. Just enforce it. And then every one of us can go out and just, like this fucking cock fucking swab, just go up and tap him on the shoulder and say, you're under arrest, son of a bitch. He wants to go to another country. We call him up on the telephone and say, hey, guess who's in control of our nuclear arsenal now? The son of a bitches that fucking sweated and paid for it. Now you send that little fucker over here and every nickel, and we've done an accounting on every fucking piece of gold and silver you stole from us, and it better be here by tomorrow. Or we're sending you a fucking nuclear fucking warhead. How's that grab you? Huh? Breitbart.com reports the introduction goes on to detail the government officials from all over the world will be there alongside other unelected representatives from groups interested in shaping the world of tomorrow. You don't get to shape my fucking world. You don't get to take interest in my life. You stay the fuck away from me. You start violating my fucking rights, I kill you. That's how it fucking works, son of a bitch. That's where we're at in this game. This is fucking war. It's been war for a while. And it is a hot war because I noticed all these videos are showing. They did this for a while, like when they had that thing up in Clackamas County in that mall. But they show like massive police response. And they show about, maybe... fucking, eighth of a mile of fucking just cop cars side by side. But I look at that and I'm not getting excited. Because you know what? You take that same fucking strip that they're on and go down fucking that far to your left, that far to your right, that far back across, and then the other way to your left and your right and back across, and there's enough people in there to slaughter every fucking one of them. And that's just a little place in the fucking town. You don't impress me with your fucking numbers because you don't have any, you son of a bitches. Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. Like, oh, geez, there you go, Joe. Whoa, bring them on. I don't care if there's fucking 1,000 of them. I'm fighting your ass, you motherfuckers. To the death. Okay. Just who is attending and how they will achieve their lofty goals is still to be determined, but past critics have been quick to point out the hypocrisies involved in the event. The meeting traditionally offers a grab bag of issues discussed in hundreds of public sessions as well as in more secretive backroom deal making. This is your fucking... free fucking goddamn, this is your federalist government that could never fucking touch you. There's nothing in there that can hurt you. I think the anti-federalists might have been right on this one, don't you? I think that that fucking Bill of Rights, I'm glad, I mean, goddamn, we'd be fucking, we'd be done if we didn't have that son of a bitch. By business leaders in the upscale hotels along Davos Promenade near the conference center at the center that the host that hosts the gathering. You see, they're going to Switzerland up to their fucking goddamn resort where they go up there and commit. They probably got a bunch of children all lined up for their pedophilia bullshit. Big fucking party. And then they sit down and decide what they're going to do with me. You think so, you motherfucker? All you can do with me is fight me. That's all you got left, really. How did this come all about? As Breitbart News reported, Klaus Schwab took $6,000 in seed money in 1971 and transformed the World Economic Forum from a humble gathering of... Oh, a humble... You fucking propagandist. I think this is... I'm going to go look. I got to go look. Sorry. Who is this? People's Voice. How did I know that? A humble gathering, my fucking ball sack. Backroom deal making, there we are. Let's see. A humble gathering of academics into the most exclusive club in the world. And you ain't in it. As oh, man. The World Economic Forum now rakes in $390 million annually and seeks to enhance its economic power and achieve political and social control. You can't do that because our ninth article says you fucking can't. You can't create any fucking any law in this fucking, or you can't create anything in this fucking land that fucking denies or disparages the fucking rights held by the people. It's plain and clear. It's written, ratified, fucking absolute fucking law. Read the ninth article and the tenth article. The ninth article says the feds can't do it. The tenth article says the fucking states can't do it. And fucking Tench Koch, who explained the fucking second article, told you what we'll fucking do, that we're the final check and balance. And we will check and balance. $390 million annually and seeks to enhance its economic power and achieve political and social control. Well, you fuckers, you ain't happy with your own fucking lives and your own fucking minds, your own fucking property control. You want to fucking control other people? You want to own slaves? See, these motherfuckers, see, we want to go back to fucking where we were fucking happy people. And I know every goddamn one of you knows what I'm talking about. But even at that, we went rid of this fucking corporation because this has gone too far. It can't be fucking fixed. It has to be fucking swept from the table, and we have to recreate it. But the bottom line is these motherfuckers are trying to take you back into the medieval ages where fucking decadence was fucking, I mean, it was the fucking rule, not the fucking exception. The filth in the fucking streets. And these motherfuckers promoted it. They did filth. They were filthy fucking animals. That's what they were. And people through fucking goddamn decency and morality built a country that was fairly decent and fairly fucking had fairly good values and morality. I mean, fucking we did a lot of stuff for a lot of people we didn't have to. And people didn't even bitch about it. But people are fucking tired of having that. I'm going to live like a fucking animal so you can bring some fucking third world piece of shit in here and fucking give them what belongs to me. Take from me to take care of them motherfuckers. I'm not some goddamn third world motherfucker slave. You'll find out that the hard way, you son of a bitch. Jets into the plush Swiss holiday resort and secretive enclave. In 2024, they will be doing their World Economic Forum while telling the world it's all about trusting them to achieve their goals. The event's fucking... I mean, like I said, this is just rubbish. It's put here to fucking give you something to talk about instead of doing what you need to fucking do. When they show me this fucking cocksucker swab, I mean, you know, fuck you. Just in, Clark County, Nevada Commissioner Tick Sarabloom admits to being a minor attracted person on camera. Well, why the fuck not? Biden DOJ turns heads with a sentence. It is recommending for J6 mystery man, Ray Epps, and you know, all the Trump tards. I know you want me to talk about this. I don't really give a fuck. The whole goddamn thing was a fucking op, and you fucking know it. And the ones that were stupid enough, Trump tarded enough to go fucking along with it are paying a price. I have no doubt they're being mistreated. I was always mistreated when I went to fucking jail, but nobody gave a fuck because they didn't even know what the God was going on around them. They didn't understand who they were. They didn't understand the monster that they were fucking creating that was hurting people way before most of these motherfuckers even knew it existed. Poor woman on sidewalk dies suddenly, 2023. I mean, they have a little picture of an injection thing. I couldn't find anything. I mean, that's a big goddamn address. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy just like way back in the days of old. And together we will go into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and it is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic, just because something pleasant sounding, just a little bit every once in a while, couldn't hurt. I mean, we're not going to hear no goddamn good news, people. There'll be no more good news until we take this fucking country back and fucking put things aright. So don't expect it. Let's see. Daylight reveals destruction of Japan's deadly 7.6 magnitude. Yeah, you fucking know. Did you mess up another power plant? I mean, fuck, you build them on the fucking fault lines. The utter insanity of Joe Biden's open border. We don't. Hey, is there anybody out there? Is there anybody out there who doesn't under fucking stand what a fucking invasion is and that we're being blatantly fucking invaded? Blatantly paid invaders. They're getting fucking goddamn $5,000 checks in a fucking bus ticket or a plane ticket anywhere they want to fucking go. All they got to do is walk across your fucking border, which is not a border because there is no, it has to be a line that can't be crossed. That's what a fucking border is. And the goddamn bastards that you're paying their goddamn salaries, their fucking pensions, their fucking medical, and God knows what else. They're fucking holding guns so to make sure that you can't do any fucking thing about it. And you're letting them. When you outnumber them, send 10 million, put 10 million people into action right now, fucking pushing those fuckers from the north, south. You'll empty this fucking country if you ain't playing around. I just love that utter insanity of Joe Biden's open border. Joe Biden can't fucking even, he can't keep his shit in, okay? He can't find his way off the fucking stage. Quit acting like, I mean, you're that's a misnomer in itself. It's like calling constitutional rights or saying it's democracy. It's bullshit. That fucker ain't making no fucking decisions. He says, you've heard him before. I'll get in trouble. I don't know. I'm blue. Unbelievable. Well, we'll take a look at it anyway. Abnormality of illegal immigration were not so deleterious. When you guys come up with big words, you don't want us to talk about this. You better see, this is how you show that you need Porsches and you need lots of fucking money. And you're sitting big on your pocket. I mean, you can sit down with the fucking dictionary and look up a word that instead of saying very unattractive, hated by, you say, deleterious. Maybe you don't even understand what that means. To Americans is absurdity. Its absurdity would be laughable. Let's take a look. There have been more than 8 million illegal entries into the United States since Joe Biden was elected president. He's not a president. He is a fucking corporate Lord is what I'd have to say of King Chuck's. And he's a pop meat puppet. He's not anything. He's not even a fucking man. He makes no decisions. He does what he just sticks up. He's got a goddamn broomstick up his ass and a goddamn string to move his fucking mouth. That's all he is. He appointed Alejandro Mayorkas as Secretary of Homeland Security. That's it. The invaders. Appoint an invader to watch your borders of Homeland Security, whose apparent prime directive was to destroy the southern border. Boy, I sure didn't know that. This is something we should be talking about instead of fucking how we're going to fucking kill these motherfuckers and run them out, and how we're going to fucking enforce our law. How are we going to do it? Are you going to wait for each instant? Are you going to wait till they come to the house? Because they ain't coming here. I don't know what the hell their problem is. The task is precisely that Mayorkas has now accomplished. The result is that the border is neither porous nor problematic, but non-existent, kaput, vanished by design. Well, you can't do that. I'm sorry. But you know why it's done? Because we fucking let it. They couldn't have done this if we did not let them. We let them out of cowardice. It was first out of stupidity, because there were only a few of them coming here for a bitter lie, and then out of fucking duplicity. The goddamn drug cartels are the kingpins in this country. How do you think so much fentanyl gets across the fucking border? Come on. And then they, like, you know, yesterday talking about, the other day talking about why they struck fucking Iraq, you know, struck in Iraq, because they're concerned about the soldiers. They're concerned about a human life. Fuck. These fucking animals do not have a conscience, and they never will. And one of the most surreal experiences in the history of the United States, each night Americans see video clips of thousands of foreign nationals crossing the border en masse with complete impunity, as if the entire corpus of federal immigration law has been dynamited. Well, see, it was always just federal fucking policy, because it was made under the fucking goddamn United States Corporation. See, they told you that they were giving you a constitution that they had to fucking abide by. If laws were made, they had to follow them. But these aren't laws, people. They never have been. If you fucking take and you tear this apart, this is just policy. This is corporate policy. And the corporation is, in the first place, the corporation cannot be in charge of the people. They cannot have jurisdictional authority over the people. They're fucking just the definition of a fucking corporation is more than one person wanting to be a human being. I mean, you go look at the fucking Black's Law or Bouvier's, and they're going to tell you, oh, a corporation is a person. No, it's not. I mean, and if you look at the lawsuit, I mean, the answer to the lawsuit on the front fucking page, you'll see it defined as what it is at the time when the fucking thing was written. And it is one or two more people wanting to become a single person, but they're not. It's fucking quasi. It doesn't exist, and they can't fucking do it, because there was the people who wrote that fucking Bill of Rights never intended for a fucking gang of people to get one fucking individual, or for the power of a fucking state that was never supposed to get. Oh, it's going to be such a limited government. Does that motherfucker look limited to you? I think they fucking lied, don't you? I think that fucking, if we want to survive, we better straighten that fucking lie out, hadn't we? There's millions of citizens. See, there are citizens again. We're not citizens. We're American fucking nationals. Citizen is a fucking subject. I'm not. Watch this travesty. They hear only the Mayorkas, Biden, and the Pravda megaphone, Karen Jean Perry, that the border is secure. A Baghdad Bob narrative that they know that we know is an utter lie. Yeah. They're sitting there telling you they know it's an utter lie, and they're going to have an election, by the way. Which one of the pedophiles are you going to go out and vote for? Are you going to go out there and unfucking register and let them know, I'm not listening to your fucking bullshit anymore. Let's fucking do it. Let's fucking fight it out. You want this fucking country, you're going to have to take it from us, and you're not going to take it from us. We're going to wipe your fucking asses out. But I mean, here they are telling you, and this is a goddamn, this is one of their fucking alternate fucking media. It's not bad dog bog narrative that they know, that we know is an utter lie. Well, yeah, what the fuck's your point? We've known this for how long have we known this, people? Surely this deliberate effort to destroy an entire border, to invite in millions of unchecked illegal aliens, and fuck Unbelievable. Violates oaths to execute faithfully the laws of the land. Well, it ain't the law of the land. It's a fucking corporate policy, and they can fucking do as they please. And fucking you try to go after them, they'll show you what sovereignty is. Just like Nancy Pelosi goes, I'll claim my sovereignty. You watched them back off her ass, didn't you? But you don't understand. They don't have sovereignty from a fucking common law court. That's why that's the first thing the dirty bastards had to get rid of, were our common law courts. That was our first avenue to fucking goddamn to get rid of them. Now we're down to the goddamn 11th hour. And we're down to our second article. That's what the second article was put there for. Everything else fails, kill the son of a bitches. Drive them out, replace them. That's all there is to it. We're not going to replace them with another bunch of fucking ass. Everybody, you know, they go, we have to have a federal government. We have to have a federal government. We have to have, what are we going to do with that? What the fuck has a federal government done for us since its fucking inception, boys and girls? What has it done that we have to have it? Right now, it's eating out our substance to the point that our people are starving and living under fucking bridges that can trace their fucking goddamn lineage back to before this was a country. What are they? What is their value? It's just like Israel. What is their fucking value that we cannot do without those son of a bitches? Tell me. What is it? Would you be better off without them? They be sending billions of fucking dollars and trillions of dollars to fucking foreign fucking countries while your own fucking people starve to death and fucking are treated like goddamn animals? Would they be fucking pumping fucking illegal aliens in here, a whole fucking colonization fucking force, and giving them fucking your fucking goddamn money from your fucking paycheck where you fucking sweated for it? Would they be doing that if they weren't fucking there? I don't think so. I think the money would be going through the people's pockets, and we would have exactly the fucking government we want, because we'd be the ones pulling the dollars out of our pocket, or not dollars, fucking silver fucking dollars out of our pockets to pay the son of a bitches. You don't do what I fucking say, you don't get paid, and you go against our goddamn law, you get hung. Are they 19th century anarchists or who want to undermine the United States? I mean, why are we having a discussion about this? Who is this? Fuck is this anyway? People's voice, I'll bet you. Zero hedge. Why are we having this? What does this fucking matter? The bottom line is this will not fucking stop. And no veterans with their goddamn notes are going to create another NRA and fucking get... beg for fucking, I'm sure they'll get showered in fucking money. Oh, the vets are stepping up. Yeah, they're stepping up in the same fucking admiralty that they cut your fucking throat in. Got it? They're looking out for themselves. They don't give a fuck about the people. If they did, they would have known what the contract they signed into was all about. You think they don't know when they were in another country killing their fucking people, men, women, and children? They didn't know at Abu Ghraib fucking torture facility what they were fucking doing? You think they don't know that they're going at their international goddamn mercenaries working for the United Nations Incorporated? You think they didn't know? Well, it just turned around and it bit them a little bit on the ass. Oh, God, it's vets. It's poor vets. I mean, I'm fucking just like a Jew. Fucking when it's happening to somebody else, well, man, I guess I am assisting doing that. I did fucking help try to take your fucking rights away from you. I did do unlawful things. I did violate the fucking Bill of Rights. I have committed high fucking treason. And when it comes around to them, the vets, fuck you. You are the least deserving. You deserve a fucking trial is all for your fucking goddamn sedition against the people. When you're given an unlawful order, what are you supposed to do? Oh, just refuse to do it and go ahead and take your little fucking hiatus, and then you can bitch around about it. The people send you fucking millions of dollars. You all fill your fucking pockets and everything's groovy. Not so. You're supposed to arrest the son of a bitch that gave you the fucking order, aren't you? Or at least that's what they told us in the fucking bullshit fucking that led up to a standing fucking army that was never supposed to exist. We the people, the fucking unregulated militia that are the fucking... the mass core of the people, we are the fucking goddamn only military in this goddamn country, period. We're the only ones that have the fucking authority, period. 19th century anarchists. Yeah, they are fucking anarchists. Just a little prick I was talking about yesterday. That's anarchy they're talking. It's anarchy they fucking want. And they're not going to get it. Now, this here shows thousands of German farmers rise up against World Economic Forum takeover of food supply media. They blocked the fucking roads. They did the same thing they did in goddamn Trudeau's Canada. Is this going to work? No. What's going to fucking work, guys? Come on. There's got to be somebody out there that knows what's going to fucking work. A fucking bullet. When you stand up and you fucking enforce your rights at the barrel of a fucking gun, that's when it stops. That's when you stop it. They're not going to fucking stop it. Why the fuck should they? The evil is rewarded and the goddamn good is punished. Why should they fucking stop until that scenario is turned around? FDNY responds to sounds of booms and shakes, power outages on New York's Roosevelt Island. You know, just like the goddamn white hats where they're, oh, the arrest warrant's coming out. They're going to arrest Hunter Biden. They're going to arrest her. All these people are going to resonate. It's the same shit every fucking election season. These bombs going off. It's been going on for fucking, since I've been fucking broadcasting, 10 fucking years. Ah, there's some big bomb. Nobody knows where it's coming from. Big booms. It's just part of the fucking party. It's part of the distraction. Now get with you. Hey, take a 2x4. Hit yourself upside the head with it and go fucking vote. You goddamn cowards. Instead of fucking... fucking removing yourself from the voting rolls and saying, I'm not playing this fucking communist, capitalist, fucking fascist, fucking bullshit, fucking game anymore. I'm done talking. You don't like it, come do something about it. Israel is now assassinating political leaders on Lebanon. How about in Lebanon? Can you even get the goddamn thing straight? But that's another video you have to look at, and I'm sure they are. They're attacking two countries. I mean, why do they keep needing more military? To attack Gaza, the Gaza Strip, that little fucking stretch of fucking land. No, that's probably we're paying for the money to fucking clear this fucking rubble away from the Palestinian society and fucking so that they can start their projects on their beach houses for the ultra fucking rich, don't you think? We'll pay for that, too. We don't mind. Breaking report, America braces for satellite and GPS blackout. Didn't see nothing like, I mean, more, it's another thing that just like when you come up on the fucking election, they're going to have all this fucking, they're going to try and send your mind in every fucking direction, but the direction it needs to go. And that's straight to that fucking Bill of Rights and those 10 fucking articles. Read them. You see everything they're doing is fucking violating. No, it is written, ratified law, and it ain't no goddamn story. You can see it, touch it, you can feel it, and like I explained yesterday, and they're the ones with the, you fucking Bolshevik pieces of shit. You think you try to talk like an auctioneer, and then you can fucking, you know, you put sound into people. You're pissants. You're dim-witted. I mean, you think you're throwing intellect out there. I see a fucking call. You're dumb. But I mean, maybe you think there's enough dumb people out there to listen to what you fucking say. I don't think so, boy. I think you're going to find out that the world's a whole different place than what you figured. Let's see what we got here. White House press secretary is, it is shameful to send illegal aliens to sanctuary cities. Oh, God, yes. How dare we? How fucking dare we send this fucking occupying goddamn force, this fucking invasion force to sanctuary cities that chose to be sanctuary? And they can't even have sanctuary cities. That's aiding and abetting and fucking goddamn invasion. They all the fucking people calling themselves, they're not officials. All the fucking gangsters running these fucking territories ought to be taken and put up against the fucking wall or hung, plain and simple. And we have the authority to do it. No fucking problem with the authority people. Developing exclusive. I found Bill Clinton's file in the Jeffrey Epstein case. What? 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 Bill Clinton? No. Wow. This should divert my attention away from the fucking goddamn genocide and fucking Palestine, from the fucking goddamn fucking genocide in my own fucking country, genocide around the world, from the fucking death shot, from the fucking goddamn every way in the world you're trying to kill us, from the 5G fucking towers. That should, this should get my mind right off in that. Bill Clinton's on the list. No fucking shit. The fucking perverted son of a bitch should have been fucking hung fucking 30, 40, 50 years ago. New Zealand. Then we got these Dyke here. I don't understand how she gets any work done at Space Force. It seems 99.9% of her time is spent promoting the transgender lifestyle. They're 1%, people. Just keep, always keep that in your mind. We're talking about 1%, and they're getting this kind of power. How could that possibly happen? We'd have to let that happen. We'd have to fucking acquiesce to that shit. We'd have to, well, I don't want to be politically incorrect. I think that men should be able to walk into women's bathrooms. Fuck you. Try it. See what happens to your fucking ass. The first thing I saw in 2024 is two gay dudes kissing. I hear you, brother. Fucking, you're sitting there and you're fucking trying, you're looking at the fucking TV and there it is and you want to fucking puke. And we don't have to put up that 1% people. 1% makes up all of this fucking trash, makes up all of this goddamn fucking immoral fucking abominations. Two Israeli ministers say resettle Palestine from Gaza and build settlements in the Strip. Listen to this shit. Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com incorporated. Two extremist ministers in the government of Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, reiterated calls on Monday for the resettlement of Palestinians from Gaza Strip and for the establishment of Israeli settlements in the new enclave. It's a new enclave. Ain't been there for thousands of years. They did. Amar Ben Gavir, Israel's Minister of National Security and leader of the Jewish Power Party, said the onslaught in Gaza presents an opportunity to concentrate on re-encouraging the migration of the residents of Gaza. Now keep going and listen. Remember how when they threw all the Africans out of their country to preserve their culture? Now that was okay. And I mean, it was made okay. But yeah, I mean, we can't even secure our borders. Or, oh, you're racist. That's what you are. You're racist. Well, I got news for you. These races are all fucking colors and skin colors and all fucking goddamn religion. We're sick of your fucking asses. We cannot withdraw from any territory. We are in the Gaza Strip. Not only do I not rule out Jewish settlements there, I believe it is also important thing Ben Griv told reporters and members of his party, according to the Times of Israel. Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich told members of his religious Zionism party that the correct solution to the conflict is to encourage the voluntary migration of Gaza's residents to countries that will agree to take in the refugees. So you're going to take the Palestinians country from them, and the 10 you don't fucking kill in the genocide you commit doing it, you're going to send them to other people's countries. Well, you know, if there ever was a fucking refugee, it'd be a goddamn Palestinian. Throw every fucking buddy else out of here and you can bring the Palestinians, and then we can get together with them. We can go over and take their fucking country back. Once it's just fucking pure Jews, and I mean, there's no way. People are talking about nuke it, turn it into a fucking, one big hunk of glass. But that was the Palestinians' home. It is the Palestinians' home. It is fucking goddamn their property. And the son of a bitch and goddamn dirty, low-life fucking goddamn Jews, you can't let them get away. Permanently control the territory of the Gaza Strip and establish settlements. Sormich made similar comments a day earlier, saying the population of Palestinians in Gaza must be reduced. If there are 100,000 or 200,000 Arabs in Gaza and not 2 million Arabs, the entire discussion on the day after will be totally different, he told Israeli Army Radio. Ashmad Taibi, an Arab member of the Israeli Knesset, condemned the rhetoric from Smotrich and Ben Gvir, accusing them of inciting genocide. No. A day will come and these two senior ministers in the Israeli government will stand before an international tribunal of war crimes. Here we go. Nuremberg 2.0. Boy, I've been so distracted, I fucking forgot what the Bill of Rights is all about and how to solve this fucking problem in short order. So, I mean, fuck, I guess I've become to the point to where I'm fucking useless. That's all you can fucking say. So we're going to call it a program.
Hung Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
I just put in one little thing.
Sure.
You know, they're calling it voluntary relocation. But the choice is, you know, starve or stay here and starve or choose
to be sniped or have a shell shot through your house. Yeah. And, well, it's just like our choice on the COVID-19 doesn't exist kill shot, wasn't it? It's all voluntary.
All voluntary. And I just posted another thing on there suggesting that many of them go to Congo, which is already a country and in an impoverished country. You know, oh, we'll send you here. And it's so brash and blatant. And I myself don't feel like I've ever seen a blight on humanity as profound as this Gaza thing. It's just the most horrible thing that we have to live through. They're spiraling us down into the lowest places. And the genocide, it has a trickle-down effect, not only how it impacts all of us that see what's going on, but the animals are also starving over there. And it's just cruel, cruel, cruel on every level. So just wanted to get that in.
Well, they're cruel, cruel people on every level. They always have been. And I mean, the awakening, there was a, I don't know, you may have put it up, but there was a video on the site yesterday of this Jew. He goes out and he's acting like he's raising money to get bombs and blow up the fucking Jews. And everybody's offering $15 here. He didn't get turned down, but he was expecting to get the police called on him. And everybody was handing him money. One guy said, I ain't got no money, but is there some way I can help? And he was just so disgusted because nobody called the cops, and not one person turned him down. I mean, it's come full circle. The Jews have they've painted themselves into a corner, but they think that with the Ukraine, see, you got to remember the Ukraine. Don't never forget it. They have built up the military there. No matter what they say, they're not using all these munitions. You watch them get turned around and used on us. They'll get used. The ones that we left in Afghanistan will be used on us. The ones we left in Iraq, not us, but they will be used on in this game that they play, in the butcher game, because we're the number one export of death. And that's what it's come down to. And we sit by and we watch genocide happen. And, oh, well, I just can't take no more watching babies get killed. I think I'll flick over and listen to the ball game. At any rate, it's a disgusting situation, people, and this is 2024. Are you going to go through another fucking year of watching it deteriorate? And how far can it deteriorate before it can't be fixed? That's what you better start thinking about, because they will do the same thing to you that they're doing to those Palestinians. I mark my fucking words, and that is the word from the trenches.